Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Pebbles of Truth. You know, Labor Day weekend and the unofficial end of summer has arrived, and we trust that many of our listeners are enjoying some final moments of family fun before the school year really gets going. Some of you may have even sent your kids back to school already. But since going back to school is on everyone's mind all this month, we're going to be discussing a series we're calling the ABCs of Technology. The technology that our kids use is changing at a lightning speed, and it's important for parents to be up to date with things like Facebook and cell phones, and also to recognize some of the perils and pitfalls that our kids may fall into. And back with me again all this month is Scott Phillips. And Scott, I guess we should begin our discussion on technology.
Well, sure, and why don't we start with what the Bible says about technology?
That sounds good, but I'm pretty sure there isn't a verse that says, thou shalt not use Facebook.
You're right about that. But you bring up a good point. While many of us think of technology, we think of computers, the internet, really anything electronic. But really, technology is simply the application of science. And what I mean by that is that science makes discoveries, and then technology puts those discoveries to work. And so the Bible is really full of examples of God's people using the latest technology of their day to accomplish his work.
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, Noah's Ark comes to mind.
Or sure.
How about the construction of Solomon's temple? Or even Amos used the plumb line as an example in his prophecy.
Those are great examples. Technology isn't inherently good or evil, but the use of technology certainly can be. So the real question isn't what does the Bible say about technology, it's what does the Bible say about how we should use technology.
Well, Scott, the Ten Commandments and the golden rule of do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself should certainly apply then. I guess one of the real issues that I see when it comes to kids and technology is that kids seem to think that if something that is said or done online doesn't really count. So they'll say things to someone or about someone that they probably would never say in person.
Or they'll post pictures that they would never show someone in public.
Good point.
One of the thoughts that I share with teens and their parents at our workshops is to always remember that even my space is God's space. And our internet use should be pleasing to him. You know, any principle that the Bible teaches about technology is that trusting in technology for our salvation is always going to fail us. When you think of the story of David and Goliath, for example, we see Goliath having full confidence in the latest in military armor and weaponry, and that it would be his salvation in the fight with David. That didn't end well for him.
No, it didn't. And when you think about it, Scott, technology is almost always destined to overcome the effects of the fall. Because of sin, we needed to develop tools to help us grow and harvest food, for example. And of course, even with all of our technology, we can't overcome the ultimate effect of sin.
Absolutely. And so while God wants us to use technology, we shouldn't worship it or depend on it for our salvation. Only God is worthy of worship and can save us, not Bill Gates or Steve Jobs.
And technology also can help us in our worship, whether it's using a projector or sound system during the Sunday morning hour, or even listening to an uplifting set of songs on our iPod. Technology also helps us meet the needs of those around us quicker and more efficiently. And many missions organizations are using technology as a means of reaching people for Christ.
Sure, my own church just had a missions team return after spending 3 weeks in Africa helping a center for the disabled gain electricity and modern plumbing. Because of their work, more people were able to receive not just help for their physical needs, but their spiritual needs as well.
So I guess that 1 Corinthians 10:31 can really serve as our guide when it comes to technology. And it says, so whatever you drink, whatever you eat, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Amen. And that's what we need to be teaching our kids as they use their technology. Things like social media and smartphones are here to stay. They aren't a fad that's going to die off. So we need to help our kids learn how to use them in a way that helps them in their faith walk, not detract from it.
So be sure to tune in the next few weeks as we discuss Facebook and cell phones and even cyberbullying. We've also prepared a take-home resource on technology that's free of charge. Feel free to visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and simply click on the button to request it. But we'll be back next week talking about Facebook and what the parents should be aware of as their teens use it. Until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.